Good day. Mike Powers with your KWIN Local News. Two key races impacting Northwest Georgia are headed to runoff elections on Tuesday, April 7th, following this week's special election. In the race for Georgia's 14th congressional district, Clay Fuller finished as the top Republican candidate and now faces Democrat Sean Harris in that runoff. Following the results, Governor Brian Kemp voiced his support for Fuller, saying when he appointed Fuller as district attorney, he believed he would be a strong advocate for rule of law and called on Republicans to unite behind him in the runoff. President Donald Trump also weighed in on the race, congratulating Fuller for receiving the highest vote percentage in the crowded Republican field. Trump had previously endorsed Fuller in Tuesday's election. Meanwhile, the race for Georgia State Senate District 53 heads to a runoff. Lanny Thomas finished first in this week's vote and will face Jack Ziblick in the April election. Governor Kemp also congratulated Thomas, saying, "Let's finish the job," on April 7th. Voters across Northwest Georgia return to the polls again Tuesday, April 7th, to decide both races. Additional details on early voting and polling locations expected to be released soon by local election officials. The Dade County Sheriff's Office reports several arrests across the county this week. Among those, 39-year-old Joseph Ryan West of Higdon, charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession and use of drug-related objects. Also arrested, 48-year-old Nellie Ann Russell of Soddy Daisy, facing charges of possession of methamphetamine and possession and use of drug-related objects. Authorities say the arrests are part of ongoing efforts by local law enforcement to address illegal drug activity in the area. A full list of recent arrest reports available now online at discoverdade.com. The town of Jasper has officially sworn in a new police chief, a lieutenant, and several new officers. Tyrone Green has been sworn in as Jasper's new chief of police, while Brian Davis has been promoted to lieutenant. Six new patrol officers have joined the force, including Frank Morris, Nathan Smith, Donovan Pickett, Matthew Griffith, William Carter, and Matthew Wallace. Town officials say the additions strengthen the department and help ensure continued public safety for the community. And the Georgia Bulldogs make an appearance in the SEC tournament tonight. We'll have the action this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Atlanta Braves, the aforementioned Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.